I've had a lot of mail, Paul, saying, why aren't you covering this train wreck in Eastern Ohio? This is Eastern Ohio, south of Youngstown. It is a place that has economically struggled for years, and it's where trains with chemicals go through. And there has been an uproar about the coverage of it. Liliana Byington has been on this for Bloomberg government and transportation and all. She joins us now with an update. Liliana, let's start with a why. Why was this undercovered early on? Was it because no one died?
I think it's partially because of that. There are also a lot of train derailments every year, so that kind of also played a role into whether or not this got a ton of coverage at the beginning. But it's also, you know, a smaller town, East Palestine, Ohio, so I think that that also played a role. But there has, you know, been coverage from the beginning about the accident. I think it just got a lot more national coverage as of recently.
I mean, what's important to me, Liliana, is this is airplanes, and, you know, heaven forbid, but the company's out visible, the executives are out visible. Have we seen the railroad companies, and I believe it's Norfolk Southern here, have they been visible in this, or is this just another day at the races?
Yeah, I think because it's gotten so much attention, we have seen a lot more visibility. Norfolk Southern CEO was in East Palestine this past weekend, and we're starting to see more Biden officials also going to East Palestine to kind of show face after, you know, we've seen a lot more residents raising major concerns about the uncertainty they've seen about, you know, their own health and the safety of the water and the air after these chemicals were released into the air.
So, Liliana, I'm just reading a article on the Bloomberg Terminals by Dow Jones MarketWatch, and here's a headline that Norfolk Southern can't enjoy. Norfolk Southern, which spent $4 billion on stock buybacks last year, creates $1 million fund for Ohio train derailment victims here. What's the feeling in East Palestine about what Norfolk Southern is doing to help the situation? Because, boy, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of animosity right now. They want to see, you know, more effort from both the federal government and the state government, as well as the company. They, you know, created that fund, and they, EPA and the state, are testing air and water. But I think you're going to see a lot more kind of rage over this because people want to feel like their community is safe, and there's still a lot of uncertainty about that right now.
Let's go to square one. Is it safe? I mean, I get, you know, I woke up with a rash this morning and decided it was because, you know, vet bill kissed me. But, you know, to be not there's no jokes about it, but we all agree these are horrific chemicals. We all agree it was in the middle of nowhere. But is there toxicity issues here?
State and federal officials have repeatedly said that they have yet to detect dangerous levels of chemicals in the air or in the water, but a lot of residents aren't really trusting that right now. They feel that they are experiencing things like headaches and rashes, and they've, you know, reported that there's still smells of chemicals. And so there's some residents that are turning to private testing if they can afford it and things like that, because they want to be sure before they bring their family back into community. Some of the people evacuated, that it is 100% safe, and,
right,
and not just that there isn't dangerous levels of chemicals in their direct water.
So, Liliana, you're the transportation reporter for Bloomberg Government. You have a lot of experience in this area. I guess one of the questions is there a feeling within government, within the regulatory environment, maybe within the rail industry in general, that the railroad industry does enough to ensure safety? I mean, you mentioned there's a lot of derailments. I guess that's just part of the business. But is there a sense that amidst all the stock buybacks and in other places they spend their money, that they're spending enough on safety?
I think that going forward, what we're going to see is in the past, where the railroad industry, like many other industries, lobbied for deregulation and has had some success in that. And so I think going forward, we're going to see a big push for more regulation on freight railroad industry when it comes to derailments and other safety precautions. Secretary Buttigieg this weekend sent a letter to Norfolk Southern kind of hitting on them for lobbying against certain regulations that they believe would be safer at a time when they are making a good amount of operating income. So I think that going forward, we're going to see a push from lawmakers and the federal government to crack down more so on regulations, which can affect, you know, companies' bottom line going forward, since a lot of the railroad industry has right. lobbied to kind of have more of the efficiency and flexibility when it comes to regulation.
Liliana, thank you so much. Liliana Byington with us, Bloomberg Government Transportation on East Palestine, Ohio.